Yes, indeed. It's another edition of The Good Stuff. Hopefully, we're going to share something that makes you smile today. On The Good Stuff, I have something from, well, it was sent in by Dave and Bev Penn. It's called Like His Mother.
So, oh, that's interesting.
I'm going to do that one for you. But first, I want to remind you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Yep. Planning on a spring vacation or maybe a summer vacation, you need to go to visitvalentine.com. Check things out. For 50 things to do and more, whether it's International Dark Skies or Quiet Trails International, lots of things to do here, and it all starts by going to visitvalentine.com.
It's time to immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Just go to tsln.com. You can subscribe, plus there's even more information there.
So you need to be ready because this one is going to be short, okay?
Oh, okay.
Relatively
sounds good.
Short. Again, thanks to Dave and Bev Penn for sending this in. It's called Like His Mother. He didn't like the casserole, and he didn't like my cake. My biscuits were too hard, not like his mother used to make. I didn't perk the coffee right. He didn't like the stew. I didn't mend his socks the way his mother used to. I pondered for an answer as I was looking for a clue. Then I turned around and smacked him like his mother used to do. There you go.
Very
a little
good.
Motherly advice on that one, I guess.
Yeah. Very good. Very funny. I have a piece today called Three Churches. There were three country churches in a small Texas town. The Presbyterian Church, the Methodist Church, and the Catholic Church. Each church was overrun with pesky squirrels. One day, a Presbyterian church called a meeting to decide what to do about the squirrels. After much prayer and consideration, they determined that the squirrels were predestined to be there and they shouldn't interfere with God's divine will. The Methodist group got together and decided that they were not in a position to harm any of God's creation, so they humanely trapped the squirrels and set them free a few miles outside of town. 3 days later, the squirrels were back. It was only the Catholics who were able to come up with the best and most effective solution. They baptized the squirrels and registered them as members of the church. Now they only see them on Christmas and Easter. Oh, no.
Well, Easter is coming up, you know.
Yeah, so that's right.
They'll be back, I guess.
They'll be back.
What else do you have today?
You know, it's been a long time since we've had something from Yvonne Hollenbeck.
So yeah.
Here's a piece called Good Name. There's a place over east in a valley where the buildings are weathered and old. It was once somebody's homestead, full of dreams of a future, I'm told. I wondered each time I go by there just how long they have been all alone, how long that it's been since that house there was once someone's family home. The barn is still standing quite steady, though the roof has begun caving in, and I'm sure that it won't be too long now, for it's downed by a strong prairie wind. It's so sad to see just the remnants of what once was somebody's pride. Did they leave because of some hard time, or was it because someone died? You can see where they planted some lilacs. There's a piece of an old iron fence. A rusty old pump still sits on a well, though I doubt it's been used ever since. I guess it is like many other old places that's left to decay, reminding us time waits for no one, and that too soon there will come a day when our lives will be like that homestead, and treasures that we might possess will weather and long be forgotten, no matter how great your success. The only thing folks will remember is things that you do or you say, the kindness you showed a neighbor or a stranger you passed on the way. It didn't matter how many possessions you gathered in life or lay claim. The one thing that won't be forgotten is the fact you had a good name. From 2003, that's, again, Yvonne Hollenbeck.
I have a blonde man joke for you.
A blonde man joke?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, bring it on.
The blonde man is in the bathroom and his wife shouts, "Did you find the shampoo?" He answers, "Yes, but I'm not sure what to do. It's for dry hair and mine is wet." Anyway, I've got more of those I'm going to share with you here on future programs. So you have something to look forward to. Thanks, everyone, for listening to The Good Stuff.